This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to get the October unemployment report tomorrow, 8:30 Washington time. It'll tell us how many new jobs the economy added last month and what the unemployment rate is, with one really important caveat. Not included in that report is the agriculture economy. In fact, it's called the non-farm payroll report. And yes, there are ever fewer Americans living and working on farms now, but the ag economy isn't doing all that well, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter tells us.
Teresa Gilley has been farming for 30 years. She's a petite, pretty woman with rose lipstick and blonde hair. And when she's having a bad year farming, she heads to the grocery store.
Tom! I'm in the cracker aisle.
The Tom she's looking for is Tom Swanson, the owner. He's let Gilley pick up some hours in the store's deli in the past, when her farm income's been down.
I needed a winter job, and Tom let me work here, so...
And he might be back this fall.
And he might be back this fall.
Despite their kidding around, times are leaner for both of them. A few years ago, wheat, which is one of Gilley's crops, sold for as much as $13 a bushel. Now it's closer to $4. Corn and soybeans have also tumbled from their recent highs. And in this tiny farming town of 1,000 people, when farmers suffer, so does everyone else, including Swanson.
I mean, it's a farming community. It is. Look at the name of the store. It's the Farmer Store. It was built by farmers to begin with. We're right smack in the middle of it. And, well, it's simple. When the farmers have money in their pockets, everybody has money in their pockets around here.
One would think, you know, people have to eat, whether or not they're making money, but they're maybe going to stop putting the extra things into their shopping cart or something.
There's probably a little more hamburger and a little less steak.
That's true for Gilley. She and her husband are in their early 50s and thought they were close to paying off some big debts. Then crop prices plunged. They lost $250,000 on their farm last year and had to restructure several loans, which will take a lot longer to pay off now.
Me walking out of the debt that I had planned for another 3 or 4 years from now is now another 10 years down the road. And it hurts.
Things look a little better for Gilley this year with some price recovery in soybeans, her other crop. But she says she probably still won't turn a profit.
This is a recession, if you're making a general economy comparison.
Scott Irwin is an ag economist at the University of Illinois. He says some Midwestern farmers might break even this year after a big drop in income last year, but those with poor yields could still face steep losses. It's bad, but he says it's not as bad as the farm crisis of the 1980s, when farmers had to sell off land at fire sale prices.
At that point in time, we had a solvency crisis, meaning the double whammy of declining crop prices and skyrocketing interest rates due to the Federal Reserve change in policy in 1979 really put agriculture in a vice.
Most farms use debt to fund their operations, and the Fed's decision to raise interest rates to fight inflation made loans more expensive for everyone. Irwin says today it's more of a cash flow crisis, and farmers are coming off historically high crop prices, so many at least have savings to spend down. That said, some might decide to get out of farming altogether, which raises the question of who will take over when farming already lacks appeal for many young people.
Are you Bryce?
Yes.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Teresa Gilley and her husband had hoped their son Bryce might take over their farm. He's 25 and has an agronomy degree. But the big drop in crop prices has spooked him a bit. He's having second thoughts about farming.
It's a challenge that I even question if I'm willing to take on.
And even if he does choose to stick with farming, the financial help his parents thought they'd be able to provide is not available now. In Halleck, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.